Buenos días. Good morning. Selamat pagi. Chào sáng hào. Kelly Vanakam.
A very warm welcome to an exciting and breaking news episode of Sporticus Podcast. Only 10 days left for the tournament to start. And no, mis amigos, I am not referring to Euro 2020 that commences on the 12th of June. So that's 9 days from today. But there's another big tournament that will initiate at a range distance of 7,482 kilometers across Europe. All the way in South America, on the 13th of June, the Copa America commences, and we have none other than Señor Daniel Superville. He will be sharing exclusive insights on the Copa America tournament in few moments. But before we jump in straight to the interview, let me share with you a small background story of Daniel. Daniel Superville was born in 1970 in the land of beautiful Uruguay. He graduated in social communication from the Catholic University. He has been a journalist since he was 17 years old. He worked in the written press, on radio, and on their local television channel 12 and channel 5. Not Singapore's Channel 5. Please don't be mistaken. He was a foreign producer for Champions of the World, Amazing Race, and freelance communication consultant for companies like Fox Sports, BID, and others. His relation with football goes beyond the usual. In his early days, he represented his university as a player. Later on, he started writing news in regards to football, which was distributed every day through local newspaper. But that was not enough. He couldn't hold his passion back, and people loved what he was writing. So in 2013, he joined as a narrator and a live football commentator with the group Perform Stats. And enough of me talking. Let me connect the call to Uruguay with Daniel Superville. Good morning, Daniel. How have you been? Hope you and your family have been staying safe and keeping healthy.
Yes, very good here from the country of football, Uruguay, the capital city, Montevideo, on a fresh midday. I am willing to speak to your audience.
Great. Once again, Sporticus SG is very honored and thanks you for being part of this episode. Colombia and Argentina were supposedly going to host the official tournament of Copa America 2020. Just recently, both countries backed out. Colombia is going through a social and political crisis amid the recent spike of COVID-19 cases. On the other hand, Argentina also announced that they will not host tournament because of the current spike of COVID-19. And this has led the city to go out and protest in favor of opposing the tournament due to the shortage of medical resources. Now, Daniel, recent news stated that Brazil will be the new host for Copa America 2020. What is your take on this decision?
Yes. I think it is a wise decision to play the Copa America in Brazil, because Brazil has the infrastructure and the kind of stadiums and organizations to do it well. And remember, the audiences of football are willing for this Copa America to take place as soon as possible. So far, Argentina and Colombia are having real problems with their social issues and their sanitary issues. And now football and the ball will be played in Brazil, the country that has already celebrated many Copas Americas and 2 World Cups.
Very true. But a lot of people are also suggesting, why isn't it played in countries like Chile or Paraguay?
Because of the infrastructure. I'm sure that is the main issue that decided CONMEBOL to choose Brazil. And obviously the support of the president Jair Bolsonaro, whose support for the Copa America to be held in Brazil was very, very important politically. You know, yep. Paraguay, it is not a good place to do the Copa America, actually, because it is really, really in a bad moment regarding the sanitary issue of COVID. The health system of Paraguay is very poor, and so you don't have the right guarantees for the players or the journalists that go to Paraguay that they will be safe. Brazil is another thing.
Thanks for the information provided. Coming up to the next question, many of the fans have been recently inquiring about the terminology CONMEBOL via our social media platforms. Can you please explain to us the term of CONMEBOL?
Yes, CONMEBOL, it is the title of the facts that the different national federations of football received long ago when they were trying to build up this organization. CONMEBOL is like the UEFA in the Europe. You know, it's the organization whose headquarters is in Paraguay that leads South American football. South American football, not all Latin American football, because this comes from Colombia to Argentina downwards, you know?
Yes.
So it is a name that was in the faxes that the old style way of communication used to have to communicate with the federations of each country, and they were titled CONMEBOL, which is the UEFA of South America.
Okay. As you know, whenever Brazil hosts the Copa America, it has always won. Will this be the case for this year?
Well, that is the question. I mean, many people want to the answer, you know. I can tell you that always Brazil is a favorite team to win the cup, but I also must tell you that Brazil has lost two World Cups in Brazil, with Germany and with Uruguay, long time ago in 1950s and 2014. So there are many important teams in the continent actually playing, and I don't think it would be that easier for Brazil to say we will win the cup. They are favorites, yes, but I cannot bet them on absolutely telling you Brazil will win the cup. It will be a very disputed cup and very interesting cup because of precisely of the COVID issue. You know, the stadiums will be empty, so there will be no pressure from the people, from the fans, and I don't know exactly how are the stars of each the national team. I don't know if Neymar is in the best moment of his career. So we will see an interesting World Cup. We will find many players unknown for the rest of the world that will appear in this cup. And we will see the generation of Neymar, Messi, Suarez, Cavani, Vidal, and many other important players of other national teams on their probably their last Copa America.
Yes, indeed. A lot of the veterans, in this cup?
Yeah, the veterans will be playing one of the last cups, probably, of their lives. And it will be the what happens before the World Cup, you know? So it will be very interesting to watch these heroes of football in the past 10 years, 15 years, playing their last bullets on the fields.
Indeed. Interesting fact you said earlier on. I mean, you said no fans, no expectations, no audience. And you know what? I couldn't have picked a better moment to shout out about your hashtag, We Are The Audience. Amigos, let's start building up some awareness by using the hashtag, We Are The Audience. As you know, that football without fans is nothing. Do your part and post a picture while you're watching Copa America with the hashtag, We Are The Audience. And of course, don't forget to mention Sporticus SG. You know what? Let's see if together, all of us, we can break the record of getting at least 500 posts.
Yes, I appreciate your commentary. When I was commentating football a few years ago, during 3 years, I was commentating all South American leagues, and I was strongly convinced, and I am still, that football belongs to the fans. Football is organized by FIFA. It has a strong bond with television and with the business regarding football. But without fans following Neymar, Messi, Suarez, Vidal, Guerrero, James Rodriguez, it will be impossible for them to move the world the way they move it. So the importance of people following this kind of cups that have 100 years of old and they are strongly linked with the popular feeling of our countries here in South America and the rest of the world because they follow our cup is very important. So you are very important. to be there on the other side of the cellular phone or the TV station or whatever, following what goes on, because it is 11 people playing, defending the colors of the country in which they were born. So we don't have to forget the origin of the game, the spirit of the game. That is the essence of what this is all about. All the rest is part of the circus. But at the bottom of the circus, we have the fans. The fans and the passion following football.
Indeed. I mean, we will be here, Sporticus SJ, will be supporting here all the Copa America. We'll be watching it throughout live. And as you said, fans, talking about fans, Colombia fans are really sad right now as James Rodriguez is injured and is opted out to be of the Copa America.
Yes, it's a pity for Colombia. He's an outstanding player, Real Madrid, now in the Premier League. And we will miss James Rodriguez. He's a player that makes the difference, no? And it's a pity we won't have this good player in the Copa this year.
It's a very sad moment for Colombia, but again, let's not underestimate them. They still have a good squad for this year.
Yeah, and that is why I think football is so amazing, no? Because maybe Colombian fans are feeling sad about not having James Rodriguez on the field, but maybe there's a young player not known by the great masses of audiences that appears and makes a wonderful tournament, and he is the next James Rodriguez. And that's why football is so fantastic. Once the king is dead, someone will arise and will take his place.
Very true. Talking about the king, is this Messi's last Copa America?
Well, you know, Messi, Lionel Messi, is a kind of a PlayStation football player. No, he's never injured. He's always with a smile. He's always running the 90 minutes of the game. So, in a certain way, I think that Messi has no age, you know? I mean, he's always, if you see pictures of him when he was younger and now, what changes is the haircut. The rest is the same Messi, playing the same way, with the same kind of madness to control the ball and to hit the goalkeeper and to reach the goal. But, I mean, someday he has to retire. No, you know, the problem of Messi, of the hero of Messi with Argentina, is that he never won anything.
Exactly.
At least he won some under-20 tournaments when he was younger. Now, reaching 34, 35, I don't know exactly his age, someday he will retire, and someday someone will take his place. He's so outstanding that it's very difficult to be as him. But Argentina, with him, has not achieved many tournaments, at least neither Copa Americas nor World Cup. So someday he will retire. Maybe we're seeing his last games in a Copa America. Yes, I think so.
Daniel, a surprising news from Luis Suarez and Edison Cavani. They don't feel safe playing Copa America in this COVID-19 times. Do fans in Latin America think the same way?
Well, I mean, Suarez and Cavani are two national heroes in Uruguay and are very popular in South America and in the rest of the world. Their opinion is, I think, more related to one issue that Cavani was explaining to the journalists yesterday when he arrived here from England. Cavani was saying, I mean, they move the players from here to there, they make us travel, they make us play here with people, without people, and go, and we have no opinion. Maybe it's time for the players to say something, whether they want to play in Brazil or not, whether it's dangerous or not. I think what Cavani was saying is, hey, take our opinion in matter. You know, we are not just robots that go and they put us here and there. I think it was kind of that what he meant when he said they should have asked us what we want as players, because we are the owners of the game. Mm-hmm. Without players, there's no game, no?
Exactly.
So I think it was kind of that issue what he was saying, no? To ask them, hey, do you want to play in Brazil? They will say, yes, probably, you know? But ask them, at least take their opinion.
Very true. You have to take the opinions. If not, you know, at the end of the day, they are putting their lives on risk.
Of course. I think there is no risk, of course, you know, because the bubbles against COVID, in which they move in the hotel, from the hotel to the training field, from the training field to the hotel, from the hotel to the game, then back, then on a special plane to another city where they will play another. I think it's very difficult. They are really controlled. What is difficult is for the rest of the people that living in the streets, that they have to go to work, to earn the money, to pay the bills, to pay the rent, to pay the food they have to eat for their children. You know, the people are in risk, not the players.
Yes, indeed. And to end the podcast, Daniel, last tournament, Peru as runner-ups. Are they hungry to be champions this year round?
Yes, I think Peru has a great, great manager, a great coach, the Argentinian Ricardo Gareca. He's a very professional coach. He was an amazing player. No, he played in Boca Juniors, in River, he played in Colombia too. So he knows well the South American football. And he has done something very great for Peru. He has put Peru in a World Cup, in that winning against New Zealand in that incredible game played in Lima with a goal of Farfan. And so what I think is Peru is a team that is always just about to be exploding, but they never explode. No, let's see if this cup they explode. You know, Peru is one of the national teams most loved in South America because the way they play, because how they are. That doesn't happen with Chile, or that doesn't happen with another countries. No, Peru is a very beloved national team for South America.
Very nice. Very nice to hear that. And of course, we'll be supporting here all the teams that will be participating in the Copa America. To end our show, what are your predictions, Daniel? I can't ask you who's going to win, but I can ask you, who do you see in the finals?
Well, I mean, maybe in the next podcast I can answer you that. You know what? Football is so unpredictable, and that's the magic of football. Venezuela might do a... Nobody gives a damn of Venezuela, and maybe Venezuela ends up in the final. So football is... The magic of football is you cannot predict. Obviously, Brazil has a favorite bet in my opinion. But Uruguay is strong. Argentina with Lionel Messi is very strong. Chile with this new coach is very strong. Ecuador, they play very quickly. They play very fast. Colombia is always a good actor. Bolivia maybe is a little bit downloaded, underrated in this Copa. And let's see. Let's watch it. Let's enjoy it. I will. I promise I will tell you in the next podcast my favorite four.
Great. Great to hear that. So once again, thank you for being here, part of our episode and our show, Sporticus SG. We'll be here supporting the Copa America, and we'll be looking forward to our next meeting.
Okay. I'll wait for your communications. And remember, we are the audience.
Perfect. Thank you, Danny. And that's a wrap, mis amigos. What an insightful interview about the upcoming Copa America. Wow, it's gonna be a heck of a show. Can't wait to watch the Tango of Argentina, the Caporales of Bolivia, the Joropo of Venezuela, the Cueca of Chile, the Cumbia of Colombia, the Pasillo of Ecuador, Peru's Marinera, the Danza de la Botella of Paraguay, the candombe of Uruguay, and the samba of Brazil. All these rhythms on the football grounds of Brazil. But hey, let's not forget that we also, Singapore, will be performing the Lions Dance through football on Friday, 4th of June at 2 a.m. against Palestine. So let's do our part as a nation by supporting Team Singapore for World Cup Qatar 2022 qualifiers. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast with our special guest Daniel Superville. Please do remember to use the hashtag #WeAreTheAudience, as without you, the fan, football is nothing. If you have any queries related to Copa America, please do not hesitate to contact sporticussg@gmail.com. And we will do our best to answer you. Do follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Sporticus SG, and please comment your predictions on the Copa America on our latest IG post. In the meanwhile, please stay safe and keep healthy, mis amigos.